In the Tanya, we're in Perek Lamed Vav, page Tov Nun Tes. We're continuing the discussion of Hashem wanting to have a domicile down in this world, and that specifically comes from the actions that we do. And we can get a little good taste of what the full domicile effect will be when Mashiach comes. We can get a little bit of that taste even now. So we're just finishing up the topic of this parak, and the words of introduction on the top of the page will connect us in. Umavair and Netanya explains the kivin shenisava kadosh baruch holius lo dira metachton, and since Hashem desired to have a residence downstairs here, hare gilui ze shiyoer lo osid hu benogel cholo. This revelation that will illuminate in the future will be relevant for the entire world. The world will become purified. Hashem will be able to receive the light of Hashem. Not only will the Jews receive this through the power of the Torah. In other words, the non-Jews will get something out of this. But the main revelation will be for the Jewish people. But through the Jewish people, this illumination will be through the entire universe. And now the Tanya says this explicitly. And from that extra illumination that comes to the Jewish people, the darkness will be illuminated with the non-Jewish world. As the pasuk says in Isaiah, the holchu goyim lo'orcha, the goyim will go with by your light. Uksiv, and it also says in Yeshaya, Beis Yaakov lechu v'nelcha bar Hashem, let the house of Yaakov go, and we will go in the light of Hashem. Uksiv, and again it says in Yeshaya, v'nigla kvod Hashem, the honor of Hashem will be revealed. Viro kol basar yachtov, all flesh together will see it. Uksiv, and another, I don't know why I have to bring so many verses. I'm sure there's reasons for all this. In Yeshaya it says, Lavo benikra satsurim ubesif asloim bipnei pachad Hashem v'hoder gono, etc., etc. Kumoshe kosev ha'hofa b'hadar gono zechal kol yoshvei sevar tzachah, he will reveal with the glory of his great power over all those who reside in the world. So many, many verses showing this. So let's see what the commentary has to add. May ha'or ha'gadol she'esrael, from the great light that will illuminate to the Jewish people, ye'pu'ula al'choshech ha'umas, there will be an activation upon the darkness of the nation, she'or gamshom, there'll be light there too. Vahainu, which means lorak she'or meir esmokam ha'choshech, not only will the light illuminate the place of darkness, el she'choshech asma nepach lor, but the darkness will turn into light. U'kedalel, as we said before, b'tchilas ha'perek, she'adir b'tachtonim, what does the dira, living downstairs, mean? It turns the darkness into light. And therefore, all these psukim reveal this idea. The goyim will go by your light. The goyim will go forth from the light that illuminates to the Jews. Uksiv, as the pasuk says, Beis Yaakov l'chu v'nelcha b'or Hashem. This is what the non-Jews are saying to the Jewish people. This is how we read the pasuk. Lechu, you go. This is how you read the pasuk. The goyim are saying to the Yidden, Beis Yaakov, house of Jacob, lechu, you go, v'nelcha, and we will anachnu gam kein, and we will also go by the b'or Hashem. If you go by the light, we'll follow the light. And what's once the receptacle brings in the light. The light shines for everybody. Okay? Uksiv, and it says, V'negila kvod Hashem v'ro kol basor yachtov. All flesh will see it together. Kolelos umasom, that includes the non-Jews. Chemash yekosav, and then that other more difficult pasuk says, Lavo benikras hatsurim. Those who are going in the holes of the rocks, right? Ubisiife haslam, in the cracks of the rocks. Mipnei pachad Hashem. They're going to go in there. They're going to hide there because of the fear of Hashem. Vadargon and his great glory. Koyal almost, that's going in the non-Jews. Not on the Jews. The Jews are destined for Hashem, but in the future. They're not going to need to hide in the cracks from when Hashem comes out. When Imsa comes out, the revelation will be also for the non-Jews. That's what we say. It will all come out to everybody is going to get it. It's going to see the greatness of Hashem.
Who's hiding in the cracks?
The non-Jews will be so afraid when they see the great awesomeness of Hashem.
So eventually they'll come out as well.
Well, maybe, but they're going to be kind of scared. It's going to be, whoa, this is scary. So they're going to hide. You know, it's going to be an amazing time. I don't know how many non-Jews are going to be meriting that.
Maybe how much is devoted to the non-Jews in this particular time?
Well, that's what the Navi says. Mashiach is not only for the Yidden. Mashiach is meant to bring this clarity to the rest of the world. Of course, they're going to get a much lower level of that, but they will have that. When Hashem is down here, the whole world is going to benefit from it. Okay, we now jump to the 37th chapter. Page Tov, Samach, Zion. The Perakah Godim, in the previous chapter, Bir Rabbeinu Shetachlus Bir Yisom Hil Lios Lodir B'Tachtonim. He said the goal of the creation of the world is that Hashem should have a residence down here. V'Ayin Shom HaZeh Hu Tachton B'Madrega B'Inyan Hester Ora Yisbarach. In a way that this world, this final world down here, is the lowest level in regards to Hashem concealing His light presently. Ritzono Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu She'apchu Es HaChoyish Shecho, and Hashem wants this darkness to turn into light. Shear Bolam Or Ein Sof B'Li Levushim Hester, and He wants the world to illuminate completely without any concealment. Now, the Tachlisu, and that ultimate goal, Tia B'Mosa Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, is going to come in times of Mashiach and the resurrection of the dead. Shos Yor Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu Ba'Olam HaZed D'Gashmi. That's when that light of Hashem will shine into this physical world. That's all the introduction. Says the Tanya now. This goal that will eventually happen with Mashiach and Tchias Meisim, Shugilu Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu B'Olam HaZeh Gashmi, this is the revelation of Hashem's infinite light in this physical world. Now, Toloi B'Maaseinu, it all depends on our actions.
That's it.
Vavodoseinu, and our service, Kol Zman Meshech HaGolus, the entire period of the Golus that we are in. Ki hagoyreim schar hamitzvah, hi hamitzvah ba'atzmo. That which causes the quote-unquote reward of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. We have to see what he means by that, the commentary adds. Gili Or, this revelate of Ein Sof, this infinite light that Hashem is going to reveal, what's exactly the mechanics of it? That's what this chapter is going to get into. How is it that when I put on tefillin, that's going to make the infinite light shine in over here? And that's the reward. How is that exactly happening? You know, we do a lot of things in life for rewards, right? However, the reward is not really the direct evolution of the action that you've done. It's a totally irrelevant connection to the behavior that you're doing, usually. When you reward your kids, you get an aleph on your chumash test, you're going to get a candy. And what does a candy have to do with an aleph on a chumash test? It has nothing to do with
it.
It's an incentive, but it has nothing to do with the chumash that he learned. That's the point. Most rewards have nothing to do with the behavior that you're involved with. And it's a totally external reward that is totally irrelant. You know, and if your father said, if you do five somersaults, I'll give you a candy. So it doesn't matter what it is. So the reward has nothing to do approximately with the activity that was done. Only that's what you get for doing it. But that's all. I could have arbitrarily picked anything else, and it's just an arbitrary way of doing this. That's not how it is by Torah and mitzvahs.
Maybe I don't understand the concept. If you do a good job...
When you'll hear the answer, you'll understand the concept. But it's clear. If you get an aleph on your Gemara test, I'll give you a candy. The candy has nothing to do with the learning of Gemara.
So
that
what would be
do.
An example of approximate reward?
Well, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
You're going to preclude the whole chapter now, Paul?
I'll wait.
Let's wait to the end.
You know,
I want to see if he marries her.
The bubble time to speak.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, Gilui Zeh Ein Sof Shiel Osir Zeh.
Let's start from the beginning. The,
think you just did the first four words.
No, I did the words of the Tanya, no?
Yeah, but we did
not
the
Gilui
Or. Yeah, you did the first four words.
Gilui Or, this revelation of Ein Sof, the infinite light, Shiela Osi Lavo, Hu Aschar Shokiyam Mitzvah. It is a reward for doing the mitzvah. So here's the critical line. Ve'ein Zeschar Ba'alma. It's not just a reward in general. Elahavoda Atzma Poelis Zeschar. The activity you do itself activates the reward. We'll have to see what this means. But there are klal, in general, not in this case here, schar hu dover nifrid mavoda. Reward is totally separate issue from the work that you do. Ein ze shehaoved yotzer es haschar bavodoso. It's not that the worker creates the reward with his work. El havod hu b'inyan echad. The work is in one area. V'haschar inyan acher. And the reward is something else. V'rak, the only connection that's there is shetmura savoda, the exchange for the service. Mekabel hu schar. He gets a reward. You work. Okay, you fix someone's teeth, Mikey. So, you get a check in the mail. Okay, now the cleaning of the teeth has nothing to do with the check in the mail, per se. Somebody could send you in a check in the mail even if you didn't clean their teeth, couldn't they?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
It's nothing to do with it. The fact is, it's an exchange for the cleaning of the teeth. Mm-hmm. But it's not that the cleaning of the teeth created a reality of reward. It didn't. Masha Engenga, which is not the case here by Torah Mitzvahs. Ha'avoda Aksma, the actual work you do in Avodas Hashem, Poeles Asaschar, it creates that rewarding situation. And what is that? Shehu Gilui Or Ein Sof. It's the revelation of the infinite light. That is what creates the infinite light. It's not that you do a mitzvah and Hashem will pluck out of somewhere and just give you some infinite light. It generates the infinite light. It generates that reality, which is direct connection to that. Okay? So let's see there's a bunch of little comments to look at. We'll start with on the right side, the Aleph with the half bracket. Rabbeinu Medayik. Rabbeinu is very extracts Linko to choose. Shigili Or Ein Sof Tolui B'maseinu V'avodaseinu. He's saying that the revelation of the light depends on our actions and our service. V'yuvan, it's understood. Al-Pimashikos Rabbeinu Begeres HaKadosh is based on what the Tanya says somewhere else. When he explains the Pasuk, it says, V'hoya Maseh Hatztoka Sholom V'avodas Hatztoka Hashkeit V'vetach. That's what the Pasuk says. So let's explain what that is. What is Maseh Tzedaka? Vavodas Hatztoka. There's two things. And the action of tzedakah is peace, and the service of tzedakah is tranquility. Shemaset tzedakah, the action of tzedakah, hu tzedakah she'adam nosei mitzayin teva haches v'ram shalom. It's the tzedakah that a person gives by his nature of being kind and being compassionate. That's a maset tzedakah. I've done an action of tzedakah. Vavoides at tzedakah, who tzedakah sheno sein yoser mikvitivo. It's what he gives beyond what his nature would give. Shehi nesina im avoda viyegia. It's a giving with effort. In other words, there's some people who are generally nice. They're born that way. Somebody asks you for something, nice your guys. Nature is to give. That's nice it. Guys. But you give to what you think the person deserves. So that, in other words, it's a built-in. Certain guys we will go to and listen. Somebody's poor, needs some money. Sure, here's $50. Not a problem. Yeah. So, I really needed more than 50. I need 5,000. So my nature is not that quick to give $5,000. So that needed an avoda to go beyond what you naturally would do, right? The Torah mitzvahs. That's the same thing we're talking about, service of Torah and mitzvahs. So you see the difference between Masa Tzedakah and Avodas Tzedakah. There's the things we naturally would do good, even if we weren't Jewish. We'd probably do it. And then, no, this is what you would naturally do, but the Torah wants you to do more than what you would naturally do. Now that's an Avoda. You got to work on that to do more. Now he's trying to say the two words of Ma'asenu and Avodasenu. That's what we're focused on. He's saying this whole light that's going to be revealed, it depends. Now, here's the double expression. Ma'asenu, our actions. Vavodasenu, our service. So isn't that the same thing?
No.
But now we're saying not. Actions are what I would naturally do good. Avoda is what I have to extend myself in doing good. Saying these two things, Hema Gormim, this causes L'shtei Hadragos, Shel, Gili, or Ein Sof. This brings the two levels of the revelation of the infinite light. Yemos HaMashiach and Chiyas HaMeis.
Whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa. In other words, now you reword this. You see, he says, the goal of our service, back in Tanya, is Yemos HaMashiach and Chiyas HaMeis, which is the revelation of the light, which depends on our what?
Nice.
Our naturally good activities and our worked on good activities. Right? So, ki yamos ha-mashiach, for just receiving the benefits of the lights of the yamos ha-mashiach, shach adayin l'gidrei tamo, that fits into the natural world. Because Mashiach is going to be part of this natural world. The gilu zenasa de ma'aseinu, that comes through our actions. Shal pi teva nefesh, which naturally do. I'm going to tchias ha-meisim, resurrection of the dead, ulamalu, that's beyond nature. That comes from our vote. We don't reckon with our nature. We go beyond our nature. So you want to connect to Trias HaMesim, Dika people? You got to go beyond what you naturally would want to do. Whoa. So that was just a side point, but a very hush of a side point. But now let's go back to the other Aleph on the left side in the Beurim. We're saying that the avoda itself activates the schar. That's aleph, right? But since the reward comes from this work, you get another specially designated word from Hashem. Lo mi pulosenu klal b'set, not from our actions. Shazel be'elef hashvi, that's in the seventh millennia, as explained in the earlier. Uchein Alash and Shom Ikaro, the main thing is Be'elef HaShvi in the seventh millennia. Ki Be'emes Gama Gilu Dimos HaMashiach V'yos HaMeisim Hu Begerek HaBoschar. In other words, there's three levels here. Yimos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMeisim, and then the Elef HaShvi, the seventh millennia. Okay? So there's a special one that has nothing to do with our actions at all. But that's something that's even beyond, which we'll leave for now. Now, let's continue back inside the commentary. Now, we've got to still explain the difference now, that the action itself creates the reward. Unakuda sabirs, and the point of the explanation is, ki alidei asiyas ha-mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, what happens when you do the mitzvah? Mamshichim elokus bidvar hagashmi, divinity is pulled in to the physical thing. Shenasis b'mitzvah, with the mitzvah which you're doing with them. V'nimsa comes out, shepu'ulas ha-mitzvah, the action of the mitzvah, he gilui or, it itself is a revelation of light, ein sof b'olamazeh hagashmi, in this physical world. When you do a mitzvah, that pulls light in. Beis at the bottom, hamshachas alokus nasis ato de'pu'ulas ha-mitzvah, drawing the divine power comes through the action of the mitzvah. El Sha'at, but I, so why don't I see? Why am I not blinded when I put my tefillin on? El Sha'ata he behelim. Now it's concealed. Ula Asid, in the future, is Gal of Yir Mashav Nifal Achshav. In the future, we're going to see what you accomplished. It's not going to be anything new is going to be created.
It's just revealed.
You have to remember, you did it. You did it today.
It's already done.
You have drawn light in. The only thing is the atmospheric conditions do not allow it to be revealed.
Perceived.
For us to see it. It's there. It's not that nothing happened. Something happened, depending on the level that we did it with. Every mitzvah you did created a source of illumination that exists right now. You just need the cover to be taken off to see it. That's all. So that's why it's not like, okay, if you're a good boy now, you're going to get paid back later.
No, it's already there.
If you put on tefillin now, you have drawn down the light of Hashem into the world. It's here, but it's just concealed. So when later time comes, just the concealment.
So we need the 3D glasses.
Is removed.
Can't see it now.
It's not like he hauls in all kinds of prizes at the end of the day. It's right now you've generated that reward, as it were. Okay? He continues to explain this on the next page. Tanya says, Kiviasiyasa, when you do a mitzvah, Mamshicha Adam Gilui or Ein Sof Baruch Hu Milamala Mata Lislabesh Begashmius Omazeh, you draw forth the revelation of the infinite light from above to below that is now enclosed within the physicality of this world. Bidavar Shahoya Trila Tachas Mamshals Klipas Noga, something that was originally under the dominion of the Klipas Noga. And now it receives life from it. Remember, the klipas noga is that neutral klipa.
Right.
In other words, there's real evil shells that conceal things, and then there's shells that it depends what's going to happen.
It can go either way.
It can go either way. And if we do mitzvahs, then we turn that into a positive reality. So that's what the commentary adds. Basiyas ha-mitzvah mam-shechodem orein sof m'mal matah. When you do a mitzvah, you're drawing the light down from above to below. She-mitzvah hi-ratzah, because a mitzvah is the will of Hashem. You have to remember, mitzvah, you put on tefillin today, it's the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem, that is the light. Baram shechenu b'olam, as a person pulls the will of Hashem right into those straps. B'davar shebonas mitzvah, with that which the mitzvah is done. Before you did the mitzvah, it's just a klipas noga.
Wow.
So you have a piece of you have cereal over there. That's a bunch of klipas noga. There's a bowl of klipas. Would you like a bowl of klipas noga?
Wow.
Klipas noga. All right. Now, if you made a mamish, an incredible bracha. And mamish, I'm eating it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now you took that klipas noga, you filled it with nutritional spiritual value.
Wow, Paul.
And it's there. Only one little problem. Nobody can see it yet. That's all. But it's there. Right? Whatever. It's unbelievable. All right? That's what's happening.
So how do you recognize this? Why is you do it every day?
Tzaddikim could see it.
Yeah.
Tzaddikim can see it.
We're
not that sophisticated.
The antenna.
You don't need to see it right now.
I see the letters of the objects.
Yeah.
You don't need to. You just got to believe it's happening. And we are very believing of specialists who tell us things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
The doctors tell you to take certain pills. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. How do you know it works? Do you see anything? Do you see anything?
It's like the intraocular pressure. You take the drops for glaucoma. You know, what are we glaucoma?
You don't see anything. You take this pill. Take this pill. You'll feel you'll, it's good. You know, if you take this pill,
high blood pressure,
you won't get a heart attack. Okay, I take the pill. You don't know how it works.
Do we have to trust about not drinking milk?
Blind trust.
I'm just saying. But here, Hashem is saying, Hashem is saying, He's creating a reality. You are elevating. You are generating Kedusha into this physical reality.
Yes.
Shehem, Tanya continues. Kol dvarim hatahirim umutarim shenasim ha-mitzvah ma'asis. Anything that's pure and permitted, which you do a physical mitzvah. Let's go with some examples. Going klaf ha-tfilin, parchment of tfilin. Umezuzah sifrei Torah. Now, what is it really? It's a cow. Okay, think of a cow. It doesn't seem too spiritual, no?
No. Very
and nice. Now we took this cow, and what happened? It now is a piece of parchment.
Whoa.
And that parchment now has letters of the Sefer Torah in it.
You wouldn't normally kiss the side of a cow.
Right?
No.
So now, Ukomer Chazal's Rabbi say, Lohuch Shuru Lomelecha Shemaim. These things were not prepared for Melecha Shemaim. Which things only? Elatahorim Umutarim Pir. Only things that you could eat. You can't take a pig and make a cloth out of pig.
No,
it has to be something you can eat. Okay, an esrog, shein orla, has to be an esrog that's not orla. To do the mitzvah of esrog. We'll skip the next two lines of the Haggah. Umos ha-tzedakah. What about tzedakah money?
Honestly earned.
You just take this quarter right here. Instead, took the pushka away. Okay? She'enan gezel. It's okay. Which is not stolen money. Okay, so it's anything like that. Okay, now, let's take a look at the commentary here. Achiluk ben klipas noga, which really could. Okay, anyway, achiluk ben klipas noga, l'sholosh klipas hatmeis mevor levatana. We already talked earlier about the klipa of noga, which means it can be illuminated, versus the three impure klipas. The three impure klipas, we don't try to fix them up. We just stay away from them. Shemei klipas noga, from the klipa of a potential illumination, boi matvar matvar matvar. That's where the permitted things are in this world. Cows have klipas noga.
Right.
Water has klipas noga. Flour, klipas noga. Because they all can be used for good. A pig's not klipas noga.
No way.
It's the three bad klipas, right? When we show us klipas atmeas, boi matvarim, hatem vashurim vechein, chiyus mai saver. And from the three bad klipas, from the impure things, and the life force to do averis. Lahamshich or ain't sof. Now, to bring down this great infinite light, what are the tools to bring down this great infinite light? Shach dafka v'dorim, it can only happen with permitted things. Shlohuch shulo melecha shomayim el tohar metohar v'ficha. Only things that can be ingested or tar, those things that are prepared and could be used to bring down the light. V'chein esrog, kosher l'mitzvah, dafka shein orla. And an esrog also, only if it's not orla. If it's orla, then you couldn't use it. U'mos hatzach, shein gezel. And money that's not stolen. Interesting. So the commentaries in Gimel just quickly says, why bring these three examples? An example of chai, tzomeach, and domim. Animal, plant, and inanimate. Those are the three examples that he gave. Avol dvar masurim, o mitzvah ba be'aver. What about prohibited things, like a pig? Or a mitzvah that happens through an avera, stolen lulav? Kivan shei migimel klipas atzmeis. Since it comes from the three impure klipas, you can't bring them up. Okay, now, you know, let's come to the important part. I mean, it's all important, but the Akshav, now, what's happening now? Shemekayim ha-mitzvah Hashem. You're doing the will of Hashem. Uritzono harei hachiyush shebehem. That life in them. Oila umispa. That life of this animal. This life of this tzedakah money. It all, ola, it elevates. Umisbatal and becomes nullified. V'nichlau b'or and so forth, becomes incorporated into the infinite light. That's the will of Hashem that's enclosed within them. Because there's nothing there to conceal the light of Hashem. Because you're doing something that God wants with this money now. When you take the money and go to Aurelia, he's still keeping it all concealed. You're taking money that's your hard-earned money and you go and give it to another person.
Wow.
Right? There's only one reason why you would do that. It's because God told you to do that, right? God told you to do that. I mean, you have to have that in mind. So now that infuses this quarter with the infinite light. Explains the commentary. Kol inyan ha-peirud, the whole concept of separation, humitzad hester panim, is when there's concealment. Uba mitzvahs, shem ritzon esper, when a mitzvah, which is the will of Hashem, ain shom hester panim, next page, there's no concealment. Before the mitzvah, this quarter was totally separated from Hashem. So now they're nullified and incorporated in the light of Hashem. That's what Hashem wants to put into the tzedakah can. Now he's going to continue to explain. In addition to drawing forth divinity into these physical things that a mitzvah is done with them, something else happens. The divine flow goes into your human strength that does the mitzvah. I lift up my hand and give tzedakah. There's a divine flow entering into my arms. Koach nefesh habahamis, that's that animalistic soul. Sheme klipas noga, that's from the klipas noga. Okay, and now we've gone to the fourth level of the medaber,
right.
Gets affected. In other words, what's happening is you are infusing within your physical body divine flow. is there. It's just not revealed yet. Now, you're going to see it, how it becomes very logical when Mashiach comes. And all of a sudden, Hashem flips the switch. All of a sudden, whoa! I never knew, whoa! And your whole body. Now, let's take all 613 mitzvahs, which relate to every body part, and every part of your body, every all of a sudden. And then what about your brains? Your brains get divine energy that's in those brains. And now the lights go on.
What's been revealed. And now it's there. And it's that, just revealed
now. And now it's revealed. So that's the reward. Now, is that reward external to what you were doing? Or is integrally related?
It's a direct result.
Direct result of what you did. Yeah. And now you got that light and that clarity and the closeness to Hashem. And it all is direct result of what you did. Right? So that's where we'll stop and continue. So this is important business now.
So you should be able to try to feel that a little bit.
Even if you don't, you got to believe that's what's happening. And that's where the ultimate reward is going to happen.
Wow.
So Rabbi, when we were talking about the distinction between something that you do by nature and something that's work beyond. So, I mean, even something like putting on tefillin, if you were born from